Virgin Radio 104.4. It's 8:44, the Chris Fade Show. So if you've missed it over this week, we were talking about Rossi having hair. He wanted to have his hair back. When did you go bald, Ross?
When I started working with you.
Awesome.
2009.
There started. It is. Yeah. So it's my fault. He's gone bald. We talked about it. And then out of nowhere, a company got in contact with us and said, hey, you know what? We can look into this. And over the last couple of days, Rossi, you've gone to them, which is super cool.
I've been down there, Dubai Festival City, Maison Lutissier, it's called. It's really, really nice. It's a clinic from Paris that's been brought over by some people who have got, you know, a lot of money, and they're brought over here, and it's just so nice inside, really is, honestly.
And you've had a few assessments, and it looks like it is a go ahead. You are going to have your hair back. When are you doing? I know there's a couple of treatments involved. When is the first treatment happening?
So I'm going to go down there tomorrow.
What do you mean tomorrow? You're actually getting it done? You're starting the process?
Day one. Yeah, it's going to be.
That's crazy.
I think. Obviously, what? You know, I'm not a good listener, but I think he said something like it takes 2 days or 2 sessions or something like that.
Okay, well, this is super cool, guys. Get ready for Rossi.
Wow.
You know, a marathon runner, now he's going to have his hair back.
I can't wait for the shampoo deals to just keep rolling in.
Oh, my gosh.
Man bun is going to start coming.
No, don't even.
He'll probably grow man bun. Listen, the guy that made this happen, which is super cool, he goes by the name of Nathaniel. He is the owner and founder of Maison Lutissier. We've got him on the phone right now. I want to ask him a few more questions. Nathaniel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Man, we're doing really well. We're super excited. We've been here. Rossi, can I tell you?
Yep.
Rossi is very excited about this, Nathaniel. I've been seeing a little bit of a different Rossi. I can see he's a little nervous, but at the same time, he's super excited to get involved in this.
Yeah, it's actually the feeling that a lot of people share. They usually are a bit hesitant before they actually do the procedure.
Yeah.
But once they commit to it, it's a very nice excitement. They know that they're going to improve on so many ways, and we're happy to be part of it.
So can I just ask, what's involved? Like, how many days is it? I really don't know how a hair transplant even works. Like, I've got no idea.
We're going to first prep him at the barber. So we have a barber shop inside the facilities.
Okay.
And at the barber, we design together the hairline that he'll have. We'll discuss all of the procedure once again, because as he said yesterday, he's not so much of a good listener.
You worked that out. That didn't take long to work out. That's awesome.
So we'll repeat and repeat again, because there's a lot of things that will come up even after the procedure, and this is why we emphasize on the fact that he should come after the procedure to do the shampoos after the hair transplant is done and so on, because he will have more questions after that.
All right, let's get to the serious bit here. You serve lunch as well.
Oh, geez,
while I'm down there.
Really?
They serve lunch.
But I heard you were on a diet.
He is. Nathaniel, can I just ask you something? Owner and founder, by the way, of Maison Lutissier. Thank you for doing this to Rossi. So is the process really just, is it taking hair from somewhere else and putting it back into his head and then it grows? Is that the process here?
Yeah, you would actually describe it better if you'd say redistribution of hair.
Okay.
So what we do is we take the hairs from the back of his head, what we call the donor area.
Yeah.
Which is an area that doesn't have the same DNA codes as on top. So these follicles that are at the back of his head, they're programmed to never fall.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow. I've got a lot of back hair. I'm happy to donate some of my back hair. Is that honestly, I know it's a joke, but would that be possible that I could give him my back hair?
So... yes and no, I would say.
That's amazing.
Imagine.
Man bun, here we come.
Imagine that. Imagine. All right, so you're...
No, I'll tell you a little bit. So you can't, and then this is a question that we get a lot. You have people in the region that come with friends of them, kind friends, obviously, who are willing to donate their own hairs for the person in need.
That's so sweet.
So this is a question. If Rossi was to ask if Chris could give his hair to him, or at least a few of them, it would technically be possible. But in practice, we don't do it, because follicles, no matter how tiny they are little organs. And once transplanted, it's a little bit like like a regular organ transplant. So you would have to be on medication for life and all this. This is not something we encourage people to do, and we don't do it ethically. We don't think it's correct.
All right.
But if, for instance, you have people who have like a very hairy back and chest and are willing to actually put them on the top of their head, this is possible.
Wow, that is crazy. I love science. I love what you guys are doing. Hey, listen, we're super excited. Once again, thank you for doing it. That is owner and founder Nathaniel from Maison Letissier. Go check him out. They're on Instagram as well. Your page and the place looks amazing. Yeah. I went through the Instagram really the other day. Yeah. It looks like a 7-star hotel when you walk in. So well done on what you're doing, and we can't wait to see the results of Big Rossi. There it is. Rossi is getting hair. Thank you, Nathaniel.